Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Live by the Sword, featuring Shane, Amar, and Braden. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Yuku.ai, WesternCouture.com, Sword.com, and Woohoo.app. Then we've got the NameJet in a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including Seedlings.com, BabyLabs.com, Presumptuous.com, and EmployeeBenefits.net. We also talk about .ai domains, .si domains, and some other interesting domain trends as well. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon to be added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.uk, which is a marketplace for UK and co.uk domain names. And also, big shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN-accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at-cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration costs. They have $5.com Fridays, $5 off all transfers in, no promo code required. And last but certainly not least, shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. And also, remember, with NamesCon Global coming up November 5th and 6th in Miami, go to NamesCon.com for more information and to register. Use coupon code DS20 to get 20% off your ticket price. And on the topic of domain conferences, the ICA released details of their annual member meeting, which will be taking place January 15th to the 17th at Park MGM in Las Vegas. Go to ICA.Vegas for more information, and we'll see everybody there as well. All right, with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J on, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, my boys. Let's get it. There's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. Talk about some related things, some unrelated things. We'll see what's going on. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on price. We keep scoring eventually somehow, some way, someday. Get some swag to the winner. I have some new swag that's actually in process that I'll be able to. It's literally like at the printer. I'm picking up a box of new hoodies. I can't reveal what they're gonna. You'll see, and everybody here will get one because you guys all have multiple wins that have backed up without the swag, without the prizes. But it's coming, and then it's a big beautiful. It's in the big beautiful bill that we did new Sherpa swag. You know what I'm saying? And then we've got NameJet in a Jet. We review illicit domains coming up for auction on NameJet. We see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And last but not least, we'll hit them with grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already. What's going on in the domain space? Looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests, our co-hosts, to talk about anything that we haven't already discussed. You know, we'll talk about some of the industry conferences and other things. There's a lot coming up, a lot of exciting stuff happening. and all that and more. So let's get it popping. Over to my right, let me introduce the Sherpas. We got my boy Shane Cultra, aka Sugar Shane, aka Honey Shane, aka Mike Rowe, aka Blame It on a Shane, House of Shane, the Cultivator, Blue Oyster Cultura, the Culture Personality, the Culture Club, doing it for the Cultura. What's going on, man? Live and direct from Leadville, Colorado, yeah. Amongst the trees. What's going on, man?
Yeah, 11,000 feet, no humidity, no oxygen. Yeah, no, it's good. I went out for my run this morning and I'm actually in pretty good shape. Like normally I'm waterboarded. I always tell people, what does it feel like when you run? It's like being waterboarded while you exercise. But man, I think I'm in pretty good shape. I had a 7 miler, not fast, but we're good. Life is good. Yeah, now I can relax and work and this. Like the only place in the world where I don't hear anything but planes fly over. Like there's no sounds but bird. There's nothing.
That's beautiful, yet. Man. The you know, with no humidity, it's like everything's in HD. You know, the
crystal clear. There is.
There are no birds out there.
There are birds. There are birds. You hear birds and you hear a plane, but like it's weird to not hear a sound. I mean, there's houses around here, so you hear a car pass by or hear a garbage truck or something. But in general, it's unusual to just hear nothing. It's actually a weird feeling to hear nothing.
Well, it's like those deprivation chambers, right? Where they put you in there with no light, no sound. Yeah. You basically lose your fucking mind. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like
100%.
We're in a Drew deprivation chamber right now.
Yeah, today is a Drew deprivation chamber. That's what I said. It's crazy.
The opposite of going crazy. You actually get all kinds of emotions.
I said it's going to be really interesting to hear what everybody else's voices sound like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but all good. It's it's summer's normally a little, like we talked about this last show, summer's normally get away, especially with 4th of July weekend coming up, but it's been a good summer. Lots of, you know, business going on and relaxation. That's how I like it. A little bit of play, a little bit of fun. That's what's great about domains, man. We can do it from anywhere. I'm sitting in the middle of 11,000 feet with Starlink, and you can still do your job. It's freaking amazing.
I'm trying to think what's Denver? What's Denver's elevation?
5,000. This is the highest city in the country. There's no higher cities.
Like, no way, really? Yeah. So I'm trying to think of what that's like, or how high I've actually gotten, you know.
Oh, wait, that's a whole different question.
Well, if Drew's here, he'd be like, oh, let me tell you how high I am right now.
You don't even remember that whole week.
Exactly.
Aspen is 7,000. Breckenridge is in that 7,800. Like, that's what most people, when they get kind of sick, they're going to that and take another 30% oxygen, and that's where you're at.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm trying. What about like Killington? Yeah, I'm more of an East Coast guy than a West Coast guy. Although
there's nothing on the East Coast. Like, it's not even close.
Yeah,
I'm
in Florida, so where elevation is like a 1 or 0. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like we're
California's negative. Is Whitney California? Anyway, yeah, I think California's got some. But in general, the Rockies are just, it's as high as you get. That's why people come out here.
Elevation. That's really crazy, man. Well, yeah, I mean, you think
the
about
record high is 85. Like, think about this. The record high in the history of Leadville is 85 degrees. There's never been hotter than that. Does not get hot. So it's 78 almost every day during July. It's almost, and 38 at night.
No way, really? And it's just crystal.
It snowed on me yesterday. Yeah, on my hike, it snowed. So anyway, we'll get back to these other guys. We're going to talk all day about me.
It's so humid here. All right. I like it, man. I like it. Vicariously, I'm living through you up there and then refreshing it. Well, I guess I'd say refreshing air, but you're also like, it's so thin you can't breathe. So that's like a bit of a trade-off. You know?
You feel a little nauseous.
Hey, I am, according to Google, my neighborhood is 423 feet to 1,083 feet above sea level. So I'm pretty high.
Yeah. That's...
You're essentially an Olympic athlete.
You're doing great. You're doing awesome.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
The Viscount of Woodland Hills over there, but I think...
Yeah. Well, he'll tell you. I mean, he keeps the census, you know. Well, he has people to do it, but he's technically responsible for it. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Let's go ahead. And I'm going to keep going around the horn. To my lower right, we got my boy Mark Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. A.k.a. Marzan, Kuba Libre, LL MRJ, Kuba Soze, Kuba Kinte, a.k.a. A.K. Selly Savalas. What's up, man? How you living?
Doing great. Life is good. Weather's good. Played some pickleball last night, then went and had a couple of beers, then I ate a smash burger. Like, can't beat that.
Nice, man. Nice. Yeah. Like I, interestingly, we did a basketball tournament, it's already last summer, but got great burgers in Georgia of all places. We were, like Kennesaw, Georgia. I know, kind of random, but still talk about me and one of my kids about how good those burgers were. Good smash burger, man.
Yeah, it was
I'm all
good.
About it. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten today. So I'm like, oh man, I'm like trying to just vibe out in the woods, eat a smash burger, get 10,000. Right. So what's the food like up there, man? Is it like, it's civilization.
Me,
yeah. Right.
So there's one grocery store. There is a Taco Bell's the only fast food. And then there's a great pizza place and maybe five restaurants. That's it. So,
wow. All right. So it's pretty sparse then. All right.
Oh yeah, yeah. You eat at home a lot. Yeah.
Is there skiing?
That sounds like Incline Village up in Tahoe. Same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, 100%.
We just have to eat at home because there's so few places and there's one grocery store.
Yeah, and it's a great grocery store, fully stocked. Like anything you want there, and it's not that much more. You would think it'd be more expensive, but it's not. It's fair, but that just means you're going to be cooking a lot.
Yeah. So Will, how high is Tahoe?
I think we were like 7,500 feet.
Yeah,
and it got higher too. We weren't at the top because we wanted to be closer to the lake.
Morgan's a little under 8,000. Yeah.
Okay. And Braden, when you're in Tahoe, how does that feel? Is it like an adjustment?
All right, no, cool. I mean when I first went out there, I went for a run and I ran a block and I was like, I can't breathe. And now, of course, because I'm so much higher, but you got adjusted to it.
3 days, 7,000 is 3 days, 4 or 5 days at 10,000. You're fine.
All right. I dig it. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Below me, we got the one and only Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. Bray Love, a.k.a. Be Real, a.k.a. Braden Statham, a.k.a. Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Calabasas and the Viscount of Woodland Hills. He's got multiple titles out in this piece. It's not that your domain is worthless, yo. It's just that it's worth less. What's up, though? Speaking of somebody who doesn't have many domains that are worth less these days, what's going on with you, man? How you living?
You know, I'm doing okay. Haven't traveled in a couple of months and planning my travel for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I just decided to chill for a minute. I got tired of being on planes.
Okay.
But otherwise, you know, planning something for the 4th of July coming up in a couple of days.
Okay. Are you going to be, is Woodland Hills the location of the 4th of July festivities?
Yes.
Are you going to be receiving people while you sit on your throne?
Braden doesn't like to leave his Woodland Hills bubble.
Well, he shouldn't. He's the Viscount. You know, he gets treated differently there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's awesome, man.
I like people to come to the compound.
He walks into the mall and everybody's like, oh.
Yeah. He pageant waves as he walks through, you know, the common areas of Woodland Hills.
The common.
That's great, dude. It's all good.
Braden's pool is so nice, though, that other people rented it out when they rented it from him. That's how nice a pool it is. You know it's a good pool when they're subleasing a sublease. So.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you, it is a vibe. Cool. It is a vibe.
It is
dude.
A vibe.
Your place is dope. Nighttime,
I'm coming for 4th of July.
Delights,
you don't even know it.
So that's what it is.
Come on, baby, let's go.
Rarefied air, baby. Rarefied. All right, well, cool. All right, well, good. I'm glad everybody's good. You know, shout out to Drew, who's not with us today. But, like we said, it'll be, you know, good to get some other opinions, get to hear what other people have to say.
We saw the pictures on X. We saw it looked like his first time water skiing. So he looked like he's having
wide legs. You know,
his
what I'm
legs were like wobbly or the knees were touching.
Oh, I haven't seen this. I gotta look.
Oh, it's solid.
They look like he's living his best life, man. They're out. They're in Greece and, you know, doing a lot of good stuff, and which is all good. And I'll tell you, I haven't water skied in a while. If I had to get up on skis right now, that shit, I'd be like praying I don't tear something like my ACL or Achilles or whatever. I'd be that alone would be a win. And just getting up on those skis, man, it's been a minute.
Oh, there he is.
Water skiing back in the day.
That's what I look like on snow skis. I'm a southern raised guy, and I had to take 700 photos to get one of them that looked like I was actually making a decent cut.
Instead, you're
I'm literally pizza French frying all the way. Pizza French fry.
snowplow, yeah, just holding on for dear life. I like
but
it.
But I
love
the photo, man. I love seeing Drew having a good time. Like, again, I always come back to this, but we're so lucky to be able to still make a great living and then do stuff like that. That's what it's about.
You know, and talk about the travel and, you know, Braden talking about traveling. And are you coming at, you'll be at NamesCon, right, Braden?
Of course.
Yeah.
Just has to have a domain related event. He's going to like grand opening of a server room at like some domain company.
he's the featured, he's the moderator between the different servers.
Yeah, exactly.
He's cutting the ribbon.
The Gibberlink conference of like two AI agents.
Yeah. Oh no, the launch of a new GTLD. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
exactly. He's hosting the press conference.
He's hosting the hosting.
Oh, yeah, man, dude. It's, hey, look, I wish I had the ability to get on the road even a little bit more. We do so much travel for like sports and stuff, but that's just driving and, you know, bringing gym bags and basketballs.
You're at that stage where it's not about you. Travel is going for them. Yeah.
100%. 100%. But, well, yeah, but, you know, speaking of the conferences, I mean, we do have NamesCon coming in November. That's in Miami. I've been mentioning this on the shows and in the promos and all that kind of stuff. But, super, super excited. It's actually kind of in like the Wynwood area. So we got to figure out like some of what we're going to get into. You know, we can do a little Sherpa dinner, figure out everybody's sort of travel and timing. And, you know, it's, we got to make that happen. But there was definitely a few places in that general, because we were just there, you know, for a little offsite with the media options team and, you know, did the boat and all that. But, you know, we had a couple of things that we were going to try to get up to Wynwood for. Did not, because we were in South Beach, but would like to do that when we're all there chilling, you know. So
is it what day does it start, on a Tuesday?
You're all, I will tell you, you know, so
because Braden's already in shape. That's good.
I need
to see,
start
he's
looking
ready
at
for the
travel
beach.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, well, I was working out in Vegas and Braden came in and was like, dude, I gotta show you what's up, man. He was like, yeah, you got his personal trainer vibe.
He's got the calendar. You can't see it to the left, but it has peak on certain domain conferences. It has a little need to be at peak at this one.
Right. They got to work towards
it. And I saw Miami was peak.
HGH on friends. Yeah. I like it.
So anybody at ICA in January, apologize. He'd be a little off peak, but he should still have some form left.
He's like, I'm in my bulking stage.
Yeah, actually. I'm in my bulking stage. I peaked a couple months ago, but don't take, you know.
Still. He'll be eating all the tempeh right before.
Yeah. All right, so it's November 5th. And
I appreciate 6th. That you know what tempeh is. A lot of people don't.
All right. Well, good stuff. Let's talk some domain. You guys want to talk some domain talk? Anybody have anything else to kick off before we get into the domain game? Anything else that's interesting?
All good.
All right.
I will volunteer to arm wrestle Braden on stage at NamesCon if that'll help.
Ooh. Mm. All right.
We sell tickets?
What's the winner get? I think we're going to have
to pay
people
domain,
to show up.
Oneword.com.
Oneword.com, muscle.com.
Just a trophy, a big arm, like a.
Oh, that I'm fine with a trophy. That's fine.
Just a big, strong muscle arm. Yeah. It has to be passed back and forth.
It won't be passed. It'll just stay here.
Oh yeah, it's a one-time event.
Oh snap!
New trophy.
It'll be on the wall for once I'm done, and I can start, you know, putting some trophies up, just like Drew.
With all the big pickleball trophies and whatnot, and
and the arm wrestling trophy.
The thing about arm wrestling is, especially the, you know, whenever a guy's like wants to challenge everybody, don't arm wrestle.
Yeah,
because it's all about technique. It's not,
and it's all about
leverage
and the lean and everything. You know what I'm saying? Well, now it's that the slap fighting. You guys ever see those clips and
oh,
shit?
Of course, that's absolutely the most ridiculous.
I don't know. I don't know if Braden wants to get slapped like that, but we can do that. I think
It'll
we'll
be
start
like the last
with arm
time
wrestling.
He was in Vegas.
I think we'll start with arm wrestling and maybe we can go to bench press after if you like, or whatever you want.
Okay, we're going
to
turn this into a full on, like, it's funny. We had it. We had locally, I had a couple of buddies. What's that?
Sherpa Olympics.
Yeah, the Sherpa.
Sherpa Games.
The hybrid Sherpa Olympics. Olympics.
Like, I'm
like
sorry.
A 5K, a javelin.
Oh, here, I got one. The Sherpathlon.
Ooh, Sherpacathlon. I do dig that. So I had some buddies here, that some dads that we were football dads, and we had like a like an ongoing thing for about a year or two where we were everything from ping pong to golf to touch football to like, you know, we had like this whole like kind of ongoing set of, you know, competition. And it was pretty heated. I think we ended up with more wins.
You know, we still have that. It's ours is called Sin Fest in high school. And this weekend is the 33rd annual Sin Fest. And it's pong. It's the crazy. It's like 10 different games. And they've been doing it for 33 straight years. It's getting pretty funny now because everybody's getting a little old. But the fact that we've done it for 33 straight years is crazy.
Do you get trophies? Like, how does
Yeah, there's a trophy. There's a video. Like, they put out a video. It's just great. I mean, they go all, this guy does all of it. He goes all out every year, and he has for 33 straight years.
Dude, I love it.
It's remote?
No, it's there. I'm not going to go this year, but it's at his parents' house.
And wait, is that in Alabama or where
is
that?
It's in St. Charles, Illinois.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Our fantasy football league turns 34 and SinFest turns 33. That's how old I am.
Dude, tradition, man. I love it, dude. I love that.
That's one thing we did, I guess, it evidently at St. Charles is we do things for a long time. We're pretty consistent with how we do things.
Because there's nothing else to do?
Nothing else to do. You would think so. Maybe. St. Charles is a pretty wealthy town, but yeah, I don't know.
So how'd you end up in Alabama for school?
My dad, he was Johnny Appleseed. So my dad left his dad, couldn't get along with his dad in the nursery business. And my dad went to the paper companies and said, you're cutting down lots of trees, but you're not replanting anything. And one of the first takers was in Birmingham, Alabama. So we moved to Tuscaloosa. He went to school to Alabama, became Johnny Appleseed, reforested the paper companies and did that for a long time. So eventually sold to Weyerhaeuser, you know, Weyerhaeuser, big paper company out in Washington, Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's how I ended up down south is, you know, family business is, man. You can't get along with your dad. That's why, thus my retirement early. Just cut a little short.
No doubt.
All's well that ends well. But yeah, that's why I can't ski.
Oh, dude. It's all good stuff. All right, well, cool. So yeah, we have to think about that. If there are some competition stuff that we can start doing, make it like a, you know, I mean, we're already doing, you guys have the Cuba Cup at the ICA, right? Will we be doing that again this year?
We will, but I may need some help organizing because it's right around Josephine's birthday, and I don't think she wants me to be doing the Cuba Cup for her birthday.
All right. Does she play pickleball?
She does. She does. She's
good. Are you guys like a double?
She needs a little bit of work.
All of a sudden, you're going to see that hand come out from like outside the screen.
You're like slap fast, boom.
Dude, maybe
Tiffany can help.
Yeah. Yeah. Tiffany helped last year too. She's great.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that's the slap joint is crazy though. I just don't know how you like even decide that that's going to be a thing that you want to do. You know, like, oh, hey, like I'm going to start competing at the slap fest. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to think, you got to be able to.
My goal in life, like every day I wake up in the morning, I think, how can I not get hit in the face today?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how many people are like, today, I want to get hit in the face today really hard.
I just can't even showing up at that thing. You got to be like, you know, I don't even know how you get yourself mentally prepared.
Even people that fight for a living are thinking that.
Yeah. Well, because at least when you're boxing and MMA, like you can, you know, you're defensively avoiding getting hit, right? This shit, you literally, and it sucks if you slap first and you don't knock the dude like out, you know what I'm saying? Because then you just like, shit, like when those guys give him that big smile, like, oh, you just hit me and it did nothing to me. And then they're putting the hand in the chalk and getting ready. And you're just like, you know, and these guys are like, I'm good, you know, and then like, they staggering and shit. I don't know, man.
Maybe that's the next Sherpa Island kind of competition. Is not just who you're going to eat first, but if you're going to do a slap contest.
Ooh, yeah. Who are you going to slap first? Ooh, I like that. I like that. Hold on. I'm making a note. I'm making a note of that.
If some big dude slapped me as hard as he could, and I didn't try to block it or dodge or anything, I don't think I'd be able to slap him back. I'd have to, like, lay down for a minute.
Dude, yeah. That's what these dudes do. Some of these guys, and it's like, they're not tiny like you. These are big, tough dudes. You know, who, you know, they get hit. That was a joke, by the way, but they get hit And some of these big ass guys are like, you know, there's nobody home, man. Like, you see birds in their eyes. They just straight
for
up.
Sure. I'm saying easy. I'd be like, oh, where is he? I don't even know.
Jamie Foxx said, answering questions nobody's asking.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy, man. That shit is just, that's wild to me. You get to a point in your life where you're like, yeah, I'm a slap fighter. You know what I mean? And it's like, dude.
You know you made a wrong turn somewhere. If that's what you do.
I mean, that's some straight up, like, you know.
What's the training look like?
That's what I mean. That's exactly my point, right? Because you're going to train on your slapping. But as far as taking a slap, like, I'm not trying to, it's tough enough when I'm like, oh, I got to go for a run today. You know what I'm saying? I put these sneakers on and this is going to be agonizing, to being like, oh, hey, today I'm going to get hit in the face really fucking hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, you get your bell rung enough times, man, forget it. That's just crazy.
I think Billy needs to find some good footage.
Yeah.
Maybe have some AI generated slap fest between us.
Oh, that's let's do that for the clip. Like, do something where he takes one of those slap fights and puts like Brayden and Ulamar and, you know.
Remember what I said? Domainer's having a lot of free time. This shows we have way too much free time.
Well, especially because everything we're talking about, we're legitimately, I'm like, ooh, we should do that. That's cool. You know, like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. Let's go and allocate a whole bunch of time. Where Mara's like, I don't know if I can schedule that. You know, Josephine's birthday is a pretty time consuming event. You know what I'm saying? You can tell she's the type that she's got, like, it's at least a week, if not birthday month. Like, oh, it's my birthday month. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I can't commit to that because it's my birthday month.
Right. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. For the domain folks out there that are still tuned in and would like us to actually talk about domains, let's go ahead and get into the domain game. Shane, let's start with you.
Okay.
Unless we got to come back to you.
No. I'll do a buy. I've been buying lots of CVCV.ai names. So I will use everybody.
That's where we are in the segment.
We have to know something about that. We don't.
That's okay. There are other people that do other things besides you. So why
like
you
a slap fest challenge to me?
Yeah, right. Did you start the slap fest? I think we did.
Slap. Let's go. Billy, put the sound effect in. That's what we'll start doing. Start putting the slap sound.
Amar, are you familiar with CVCV AIs?
No, but he's gonna learn just like everybody else.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, every
I'm not saying it's not a category. It's legit. I'm just not familiar with it.
He's not saying it's worth less.
Yeah, it might be worth less than I'm thinking.
He's not saying it's worth less. He's saying it's worthless.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, talk to me. What is the particular CV?
I bought YUKU, yuku.ai, yuku.ai. And you obviously guys aren't participating like us in the Booth Brothers. YUKU.ai.
All right.
Mar, let us know when you're ready.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Boom. All right, I've got 600. Amar has 800, and Brayden has 2,000.
Brayden is a CVCV AI specialist.
Oh, man. All right.
1,400. Yeah, $1,400. No. That's 600.
Wait. No, we're tied.
That's a tie.
Oh, 800.
It's a tie.
Whoa. Hold on. There's a 71. 1,471.
Okay, that does make it Brayden's
way. That does
way.
Make a difference. So it's not a tie. Yeah.
All right, that was close.
71, because I forget it's at Namecheap. It's a little bit different add-on.
Yeah. So talk to us. So is that what you know?
Yeah,
so I think that's a fantastic, obviously a great CV as far as just such a cool brand domain name in general. Yuku is without looking to see what companies are actually.
There's an AI token out. Yuku AI token already out in company as well. So,
okay.
And it's being used for other AI. So it's not only used for one AI, it's used for multiple AI companies. So there are some CVCV you can still hand register. Not too many. I mean, there's some, you can get some for $300, $200, $300. But unfortunately, James Booth and I like exactly the same style and types of names. So pretty much him or I at these auctions. And sometimes he lets me have them. Sometimes I let him have them. This one I took just because I saw use case. If there's not use case, then I'm not gambling straight brand.
Yeah.
But, if I'm not I mean, I like AI and I'm trying to find decent names, and my sell through rate is fantastic so far. I don't pretend it's going to continue, but I could buy 30 or 40 more of those and still be, making money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we talk about .AIs on every show now, right? And they have clearly taken the role of the next best alternative to .coms, right? And they are having a moment and definitely having a run. And I don't know that it ends anytime soon. Josh made the point. I brought this up on Twitter today with, I think it was Jason Franklin, and, a little bit of a back and forth talking about, because he brought up the idea of .si, right? Under the, which is
super intelligence,
right? Well, with super intelligence is what it would be used for. SI is, do we know what the country code is for SI? Like no. Slovenia or something? I don't know what Serbia, maybe? I think it might be Serbia.
I think they're trying to make fetch happen.
That's trying too hard.
Well, it's trying to find the next thing, right? Like you missed .ai, so now you want to be part of the next wave.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously .cc could be cryptocurrency. Why isn't that a big thing? Like if SI can be super intelligent, why is .cc not cryptocurrency? Why didn't it be used as cryptocurrency?
Right.
I always thought that.
It's Slovenia.
It is Slovenia.
Slovenia. And I mean, I think it's interesting. I mean, I think that, the fact that there are still some pretty good names floating, and weren't people hand registering 3-character.ais as of like 6 months ago or something?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Nice. Very. Yeah. 3 months ago that you could still get some. Yeah.
And, Josh made the point, Jason echoed it on Josh made the point on the last show or the show before where, when you do the search to see active sites, .ai, this was what I thought was very interesting, is that just how active .ais are for actual sites and companies using .ai domains as their website, for their website. And that was my question about .si, is like, is anyone even using those yet? And I don't know what the answer is, but I do think it's trying to find the next wave. But, I think AIs are, they're obviously killing it. So, this is a good one.
Yeah, well, I mean
that CVCV, with repeating vowels, it's more valuable. And then if you've got repeating vowels and repeating consonants, right? So if it's like Coco or BB,
the 41 of those or whatever that number is, yeah.
So those are even better. So my guess was, man, I didn't pull out of my ass. If that was a .com, it'd be like a $200,000 retail value. So a $20,000 wholesale buy. And so I just took 10% of that. That's where I came up with 2%.
Exactly. 100% how I was bidding. 100% how I was bidding.
You would put Youku.com at 200 grand?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those sell really, really well.
Wholesale would be 20 grand. I think you'd be lucky to get that for 15,000. You'd probably have to pay 20 grand to get that name at wholesale or auction. I think we had worse ones going for 21 recently. Like, that was like VB or Sibby. Remember that one at Dynadot? I think it went for 50 grand. There was a CVCV for like 50 grand at Dynadot recently. So I'm surprised every day. Every day I'm watching these auctions, I'm done shaking my head. My neck's getting hurt by just saying, geez, because we're seeing end users come in. We're seeing brokers come in for end users. We're seeing what I thought was wholesale getting closer to retail. I love it. Don't get me wrong. It's just a little harder to get names, right? Yeah.
Mar, those kinds of names, that pattern does super, super well. It's a brandable, right? So it's made up. It's easy to trademark. Doesn't mean anything. Empty vessel. Mm-hmm. And 4-character, easy to remember. So that's why they do super well.
And I'll tell this story real quick. I don't know if I told on Sherpa. So I have botany.com and I was trying to trademark it for several different items, 5 categories. Like the generic made it impossible to do anything with plant, like plant clothing, plant related, can't get it. Plant related, anything, can't get it. Software in the plant industry, can't get it. It's just too, anything to do with plant in any of the categories, I lost it. I spent like $5,000. And I knew it would be, I knew like having like a book about plants would be impossible or something that just pure plant related, I knew botany wouldn't stand, but it shows you that there is a reason why people go sometimes off of a generic, because it is easier to trademark on those. And I think there was the guy that founded Zillow and Experian said he picked names that were just a little off because he could protect the intellectual rights a little bit easier. Doesn't make generics less valuable, but that was something that I did not consider until I was trying to get those trademarks. So it was a little harder to protect. And I'm sure I could have bought my way into it, right? I could have spent $100,000 and contacted people and bought some, but that kind of shows you that there is something to be said of this, where Braden said the Youku would be easier to protect than some other types of names.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And I think brandable domains in general are just on fire, largely because I think as we get into this new wave where AI is so dominant and, you know, and Google and, you know, search and all that stuff, everything is changing. And the domains that lend themselves well to killer brands are just, you know, that much more valuable because they're that much more useful. And yeah, I think brandables are also having a moment, you know. It's like, and that's
Adam's killing it. I mean, you see what Adam's doing. The things are flying through there. There's undeniable what's happening there.
Well, and looking at a lot of the names that Braden has bought, you know, we've gotten under the hood with that the last time he was on the show, talking about just some of the killer names that he spent, you know, millions of dollars buying over the last several years. So many of those names are just, you know, those aren't necessarily generics. Those are like one word killer words that can be used for companies across some of the biggest, you know, sort of industries in the world, right? Whether it's, you know, fintech, obviously AI, crypto, medical, banking. I mean, it's just like just awesome names that are just, yeah, you know, that like
he competes well.
Empty vessels, baby. empty yeah. vessels for an empty vessel. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Yeah. yeah, and I have, and again, like a perfect name was what Andy bought this week too with Monarch.com, right? So Monarch,
I was pissed about that. I mean,
just that to me,
working on that for years.
It's just a beautiful, perfect name.
Well, what's crazy about that name is that then Monarch Money is an actual existing brand that all of a sudden now is like showing up all over my feeds and stuff. Within a day of him buying the domain, I see Monarch Money advertising or pushing their messaging out everywhere. So it's like you wonder how much of that is like, you know, gives that extra boost to say, all right, let's close. Hey, Dave, let's close this deal, because it was Dave Evanson that was, you know, selling it. Shout out to Dave.
No. He acquired it. It wasn't active. It was on the market, but there was no broker actively. Mark Monitor was representing it. Wasn't actively marketed.
Where'd Dave come in? Because he came in somewhere.
Because I don't know how much I should share. Well, so
tear
Andy
all, maybe tear it all.
Andy contacted Cito to acquire it on his behalf. I mean, I had already, it was owned by Ivory. I had already been in contact with the owner, and they quoted a price. I was just trying to get the price down. Mm-hmm. But Andy pulled the trigger on it, which I don't blame him. I mean, what he paid was I could have got a little bit less because I wouldn't have had to pay the Cito fee. But you know, it's a decent price. He paid a lot of money for it, right? It's not. Wasn't cheap, but it's such a stellar name.
Yeah,
I'll probably end up buying it from him in a year or two.
I mean, that's what I mean. But that is, those are, you know, the best of the best, and there's a reason why. You know, they could be utilized by, and there's companies out there that are using them. So there's already some brand.
Did he disclose how much he paid?
Yeah, well, I knew what the price was.
And I don't think he did though.
Oh, publicly?
Not publicly. No.
No. But I know exactly what he paid.
Yeah,
you know, the Viscount knows many things. He's got people all over the court. He's, you know, by the court.
Well, I mean, Andy and I talk every other day.
But anytime anybody asks me what Andy pays, I always say it's more than you would have. That's an easy answer, because no matter what you would have paid, he would have paid more. He likes a name.
He didn't actually pay more than I would have gotten a little bit cheaper just because of the commission.
Oh yeah, no, you definitely would have. But that's where Andy. Let's get it done.
I would have paid that price. It's just that it wasn't actively marketed, so I figured I had some time on it, and so I was just trying to get the price down. And he
didn't think there was anybody else in the room.
He beat me to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, shout out to them, Andy and James, and fantastic name. And speaking of domains, let's keep it moving in the domain game. So Braden's got a point. Amar, it's up to you. Buy or sell? What do you got?
Since we're doing buys, let's do a buy. I bought Western Couture.com.
fucking oxymoron.
Hey, you're gonna piss off some people there, Braden, Mr.
Sorry. Sorry. All you rednecks out there, I apologize. I don't mean to be at all insulting.
Dude, cowboy boots ain't cheap.
This is going to show how much couth I don't have. Couture.
All right, so.
Western tour. That's what you're about.
This is out of my plant area. I'm not real familiar with this one.
Let's see. All right.
Oof. All right, let's see.
All right. All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Shane, can't see it.
Oh, God. Hold on. My, there we go. Can you see it?
All right. I'm at 600. Yeah. Whoa. And then we've got two at 1250. Shane and Braden at 1250.
JT gets it. I got it for 279.
Boom. All right. Yeah.
I like couture names. I have a bunch of different couture names. I just think they make really good brandable clothing, you know, lines.
Juicy Couture. I only know Juicy Couture.
Yeah.
That's because that's all you wear.
Hey, Stacy, come show your juicies. She don't want to show you.
But anyway, you know, it was cheap. And I agree, it's a bit odd. But that's why I think it is even more brandable, because you don't think of like cowboy, like a better name, and now somebody's going to go buy it if it's not developed already. Cowboy Couture would be a really good name.
Yeah, or, you know, the idea of Western Couture, almost like Western replacing Juicy, where that's just the brand name, not necessarily like, it's not a genre of couture clothing, but it's almost like the brand is called Western. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
But they're not going to get Western.com, yeah, right.
You know, so.
Exactly.
I own Beauty Couture.
See, there you go. Man, you're in. I'll say.
You know, I'm not saying that's worthless.
Right. Worthless. I just have a picture of me up on that site.
That's there you go. Exactly. It's just smiling.
He has the names con date coming soon.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. All right, cool. So I got the point. Boom. I'm in the running here. Let's go. All right, Braden, it's on you, man.
All right, let me see. I like to do sales.
That's I like that. That's a flex.
I like to do at least 6-figure sales.
Yeah, he's like, I don't deal with anything.
All right, all right. I'm looking. I've actually had a bunch of sales lately. Let's go to oneword.com.
All right, let's go.
Shane just put up a number.
I'm getting ahead of it.
All right, it's a sale. Sword. .com. SWRD.
Oh, all right.
Oh, geez.
Sword.com. Damn, son. It's a great name.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go to my scientific calculator.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
The crazy part is, we talk about a lot of the sales, and there's so many, I can't remember which one's which. So that's a good
one. All right,
Amar. All right.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. I'm late. All right. I'm at 450,000. Amar's at 900,000, and Shane's at 1.2 million.
Okay. Well, this illustrates that JT has no idea what he's doing.
And I said I was way late.
It was 1.5.
Woo, Shane, bang. That's so Shane, it. Although I'm saying it like I'm hyped for Shane that he got it right, but really I'm hyped for Braden because he got the sale. You know what I'm saying?
The funny thing is like I think it's worth a lot more. And I was shooting for like double that, but there's one obvious buyer. They came in at 1.5. We went back and forth with them for like a year. Andrew Miller and Hilco brought this home. Sword Health was the buyer. You know, it's a you know, $4 billion company. They could afford a lot more, but just really tough working with the CEO who is not the most legit, honest person I've ever worked with, which I heard about the guy. And I'm happy to talk shit about him because...
Oh, nice. Okay. I was going to ask, like, do we got to get Billy? Billy, I got the Billy button.
No, he deserves every bit of that. Yeah, I think it's worth more. But you know, it's hard to turn down... You know, how much could I get 3 million? Yeah, eventually, but how much longer will I have to wait to get it? So I took my chips off the table and, you know, reinvested in other names.
Yeah.
So what did you pay for it? How long did you hold it?
Piss him off a little longer. Tell him how much you paid.
I paid $350. Yeah. Which he knew because he had the opportunity to buy it. It was Andrew initially, because I bought it from Andrew less than 4 years, like 3.5 years ago. And he pitched that CEO. And so the guy was like, offer me $250 or $300 or something like that. And I'm just like, there's a new buyer now. It's a new owner. It's not the same price. But he was just anchored at that lower price because it was brought to him, but he passed on it.
He offered you less than he knows you paid.
Yeah, because I think he had offered like $250 at the time.
Okay. Yeah, but
so he didn't know what I paid for it. He didn't know that I paid more than
his offer. Yeah, but even if you had paid the same, why would you fucking sell it to him for what you bought it for?
Because he's a schmuck.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? I don't know. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. So you had about a 4 year.
He didn't believe that there was a new owner because Andrew was the one that was
still in the mix, kind of on both sides. Yeah.
You know, so maybe just didn't believe that Andrew was now representing a different owner. So
what? All right. So 4 year hold time.
Less than that.
And then you went and reinvested in some other names.
Yeah. Yeah. I picked up some bangers too. Monarch not being one of them.
Would that have been in that bucket?
One of the names I wanted?
Yeah. Like that you would have been looking to spend that new cash on?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I had been working on that for a while. But I had some others that were, I mean, I picked up some really good ones. I got compete.com.
I didn't pick up on your competitive earlier.
Yeah.
I saw your face. You knew what I was doing, but I didn't know if you were going to announce it or not.
I got cultivate.com, compete, validate, vellum. Symmetric.com, a bunch of nets and nets and orgs.
Just reloading the pipeline, man. That's dope. That's some great.
The best part is when he showed me the list. It had compete and then like seven spaces and then the rest of the names.
Wow. It was one space.
it seemed like a Walmart was built in between the rest of the list.
Hey, it's still, I mean, those are some great names, and compete is a killer name. So that's awesome. So, yeah. All right, dope, man. Well, good job. Congratulations to Shane. So right now, I believe where we are is that Braden's got a point, I have a point, and Shane has a point. So Amar, I'm going to need you to pull another name out because we now got to go to overtime between those of us that have points in this game.
All right.
Including you.
Cowboy Couture.
Eastern Couture.
Okay, I picked up another banger.
You're in the running.
Can I say a couple more? I also got Regina.com, but I picked up Common.com, C-O-M-M-O-N, Common.com. Hey. I love it so much.
Yeah, wow.
Rolls off the top.
You need to have like your domain management thing needs to just have like they look like visually represented like NFTs, like trophies almost, you know what I'm saying, with the name on them or something, like so you can just look at your collection, you know?
Yeah.
Love it. All right, go ahead, Amar. What you got? You got a buy or a sell to break the tie, the three-way tie here?
Yeah, we'll do another one that you guys won't guess. I sold a dot app, which I think is only my second or third ever dot app sale.
Okay.
Woohoo dot app.
So is that
W-O-O-H-O-O.app?
Okay.
How much wine were you drinking that night when you bought that?
I hand-regged a bunch of dot apps like right at the very beginning, and I've been holding on to them. I actually like that one, but yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Do we need to put the cents in it too to keep it tight?
I'll put cents in it. There we go. All right, ready? Flip. All right. So Shane's at $185.
Braden's at $3,500 and I'm at $5,050.
Braden gets a 24.
Really? Dot apps are going for them? I honestly don't know the dot app market.
There's no way he's selling the name for $200.
Oh.
I mean,
I thought he said buy.
Oh, no, he sold it, man. You got to pay that. That lead bill.
I wasn't paying it. I literally. That's another BTC one again. We got two now. I had no. Right. I gave that to you two. I gave that one.
What'd you sell? Well, congratulations, Braden. What'd you sell it for? And congratulations, Mark.
And tell me what you bought it for too, so I can at least feel good.
I hand regged it.
Hand reg.
Oh God.
I sold it for $24.90.
All right, cool.
I like the fact that not only did Shane hear that it was a sell, he also didn't hear that you said it was a hand reg.
I also hand regged a couple of it, and that's where I came in.
In his defense, he is sitting up there at 11,000 feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I mean, in this White Claw is the third one, so we're at altitude.
Isn't it a bit early for White Claw?
It's already 11:30 here. What are you talking about?
Wow.
He's already had a meal. Cool.
All right. So hand reg, $3,500. First time you sold one. That's all good
stuff.
What are the renewal
20,
fees on?
$2,500. No, I've sold a couple of dots. I think that might only be the second or third though.
Okay.
You sold a name? I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, good job. Woohoo. Right. Woo-hoo. In. Win. We're close, so because you were what at 30. Well, no, I overshot it, but somehow I feel like that's still a win for me. all good. All right. Well, that's
what about that math? What
math ain't mathing?
You're higher than me. What
the math ain't mathing.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, well, good stuff. All right, that's the domain game. Now we've got NameJet and a Jet. Sponsored by NameJet. We're going to review a list of domains coming up for auction. We're going to see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. You guys can also go to DomainSherpa.com onto the show notes for this show. Download the Excel spreadsheet that has the domains, the Estabot appraisal, the back orders as of the time that we put the list together, the back order date so that you don't miss it. A couple of them are pretty close to today's show. By the way, in advance, happy 4th of July to everybody in advance. This is going to be basically going to drop this show on July 3rd or July 4th. So happy Independence Day, everybody.
I should have worn my America hat.
Yeah, America. America, fuck yeah, coming again to save the motherfucking day. Yeah, America, fuck yeah. That's the South Park movie, man. The South Park movie.
I know. I love it.
Well, actually, it's not South Park. It's World Police. Team America, yeah, World Police.
But it was South Park guys that did it.
It was the South Park guys that did it, yeah. So I guess they're running into some issues with the merger, the Fox acquisition or whatever. They're trying to get the new season out, but they're struggling. I don't know.
I haven't heard about that.
For all you South Park fans, it's tight, you know? So
it's a lot, right, too. It's like $1.6 billion, so it's kind of a big deal.
Just one of those small deals. It's just like a Braden Domain deal. So it's in that same bucket.
Yeah, there's a new owner and they don't know it.
There you go.
Same thing.
You're still trying to get the old price, but the price of a brick is going up.
That's literally what is going on there. Somebody bought Paramount and they're like, nah, that's we're Paramount. Not. Yeah. Yeah. It's the same exact deal as Braden, the new owner. I don't care. I had a deal. Well, all right, let's get to the names. Name Jack.
All right, Amar, you take the first crack at the list, my guy.
All right, let me pull it up. Domain Sherpa. All right. So, I think I like Baby Labs. I think that one's pretty cool. I like Seedlings. This is where I don't really know, what's driving these values, but like the MASP and the AUPA. I guess
those are obviously very, or Estabot's, you know, valuing them pretty high. So I'm obviously missing something there. But of the other ones, I like Baby Labs, and I like, what did I say? What was the other one? Seedlings.
Yeah.
Seedlings I put in there specifically for Shane.
Yeah, I wasn't going to touch that, but Amar's selfish.
He's like, I don't I care that that's Shane.
Because Shane's got a whole dissertation prepared.
Yeah. Right.
Like, and then I love the, you know, the brand, the eye for an eye. And
all right, well, slow down, homie. You know what I'm saying? We don't be like Drew up in here talking about every single name on the list before you.
No, but I'm saying those ones, I have a bunch of those and they just don't sell. So
you talked about a lot of stuff. So hold on. Yeah. I'd like to dig a little bit into some of what you had just mentioned.
Yeah.
So the four characters you brought up specifically and said, you know, weren't sure what's driving the value. So one of the names on here is MASP, right? MASP.com. I don't know what there's the Sao Paulo Museum of Art, or the Museum de Arte de Sao Paulo is like the first thing that pops up when you do a Google search on this thing. I don't know if that by itself would justify a $580,000 Estabot appraisal. Now, look, you take Estabot appraisals with a grain of salt, you know, based off of their algorithm and stuff. And none of these, you know, algorithmic valuation tools are, you know, super reliable. Plus, it always comes down to, you know, names worth whatever somebody's willing to pay for it. But I don't know. Do you, Braden Shane, have any idea why that name would have that much? Is it a misspelling of maps, perhaps?
It's an acronym for a bunch of stuff, but it's hard. I don't know. Nothing jumps out at me.
But that's why I included it in the list, because I thought it was interesting that, you know, it had this huge valuation and, you know, it's an okay name, right? You know, but it was, again, I didn't know if it was just that, you know, because of a misspelling of maps, that maybe that's like drives so much search for the name that, you know, that that's why. But then I don't even know. I'd have to look.
It does show $36 million for the phrase. Exact is $74,000. So
that's a big, that's a pretty big delta. Maybe that's why, right? Like the sort of broad match is just like because you're capturing all the maps misspellings.
Probably, yeah. It's probably pure data, that kind of data driven.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, that's why I wanted to drill into that a little bit after Amar had mentioned it. So, all right, cool. So, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't want to. What else? Any other thoughts on some of the names you mentioned?
I was just saying, like the eye for an eye. I would be a buyer for that, even though I'm sure it's really not worth a lot. I just like those kind of names. I don't know why. Those are like weird trophy names, right? Like that's what she said, right? Like, and it's just fun to own them, even if nobody's gonna buy them. I don't know why.
I thought you were gonna mention your hung.horse.
Right, there you go.
Dude, hung.horse.
Unlike.
Sorry.
Unlike.horse. Oh, that's too good. I mean, eye for an eye. What do you use it for? What's the? It's a revenge site. You know what I mean? Like it's
revenge site. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Braden, what about you? What do you like or don't like?
I think it's a pretty good list today. There's a bunch. I mean, there's nothing that I think it's amazing, other than Seedlings, of course, which I think Shane, he has like a whole lecture that he's prepared for the local community college called Seedlings. I don't know, but I'm gonna let him talk about that. Presumptuous.com will probably go too high because, you know, it's a walmart.com. People get excited about it, although it's got virtually no usage. Real Estate with a Dash is interesting. It's such a massive keyword. So I think because it's so big that it can support the dash.
Okay. So yeah, it's probably the first time I've included a hyphenated domain in a list in a long, long time. I don't know that I ever have, you know, but I think to your point, real estate, such a big, you know.
Well, they like them. They like the hyphens in Europe.
They like them in Europe. Yeah. So there's that, but just, it's like when you have a weaker TLD, you need to have a really strong SLD and vice versa, right? And it's just, I think it's the same applies. If you have something super strong like real estate, it'll support the dash. you know, yeah, it's not, what's realestate.com without the hyphen worth, right? It's a super high value. It's a seven figure name. So with the dash, is it worth, you know, 5%, 2%, right? Some percentage of that .com non-hyphen value.
Yeah.
I think foodpoisoning.com's got some value, right? So some medical site related to, you know, fixing, solving that problem, right?
Or a revenge site where you can pay to have your enemy food poisoned.
Eye for an eye takes you to foodpoisoning.com.
like glitterbomb.com?
Yeah.
And then so one more, employeebenefits.net. I normally don't love two-word .nets, but that's a huge category. So I think that could support the .net.
Okay. I dig it. All right. And Sugar Shane, man, what about you? Tell us why you like seedlings.
Yeah. You don't need to talk about anything else.
It's pretty obvious. It reminds me, I passed on Sprouts a long time ago from the Namevine portfolio just because I bought Botany that week and I couldn't have found word sprouts at the same time. So I see seedlings and I think the same thing as sprouts, like education, kids, like it's not just plants. It's just a solid name. And I was trying to think, is seedling better than seedlings? I actually like seedlings better, but I would take either one. But I love that name. Of course, it's right in there. The interesting one is I was the second to high bidder on Grand Canyon Tours at GoDaddy, which is unusual because one expired at GoDaddy and one is expiring in the NameJet ecosystem. Totally different registrars. You would think that the same person would have them at the same place, right?
Yeah.
So it's odd that they're separated like that. But Tour is nowhere near as good as Tours.
I know. That was one I included in specifically to have that conversation because it's like GrandCanyonTours.com is how much did that go for in the
GoDaddy? It only went for, I can't remember exactly. I was out at five, so somewhere in that range.
Oh, okay. So that's not even as much as I would have thought.
No, unless it went, 10. You know, unless it kept rolling, after the 4 minute, we did a couple extensions back and forth, but then somebody else came in. I can't remember exactly, but I think it was definitely under 10 grand. And I thought the lead gen was really good on Grand Canyon. Here, I can actually look it up. Well, we'll talk later. But anyway, I agree with on the eye for an eye. I had it on my list. It's one of those names that we're going to get, but it just doesn't have any value. Employee benefits. My wife does that for a living. Huge money. Like that's, I think it, and the word that I use all the time, like Braden says, in my blog, I use the word overcome. The word can overcome the TLD or overcome the hyphen. If it's really strong, it can overcome to the right. That is 100% one that will overcome. And the employee benefits is such a droll category that they'll understand the .net. Matter of fact, .net probably worked for those old people, right? Like they're a new one. I'd rather have an org, a net, or a com versus any other TLD when it comes to employee benefits. So I think .net is value there for someone that knows that category well. Compliance the same way. Like compliance is just a huge category in so many different ways when it comes to compliance, whether it's safety, whether it's KYC. It's just a name that I think is going to, I call it the .net coupon code is when I tell people like .net is going to make it way cheaper than it probably should be. Braden's figured that out over the last year or two. He's picking up a lot of .nets as a result. So it's not as discount code as it used to be, but it's still a discount. So I like that one as well. Dairy Barn. I know two Dairy Barn restaurant or ice cream shops, but they're not going to pay a lot of money. But there are quite a few Dairy Barn ice cream places around the country. And then the last one I'll talk about is Sleepy Hollow. Again, we all know it from Ichabod Crane and that, but I don't know, what do you brand? Well, I'm sure it's run out of trademark, right? Or copyright.
Well, it's a town in New York. I mean, it's in like...
You're right.
A town called Sleepy Hollow. This has appeared on the list before, probably about a year ago. So I find it interesting that perhaps like somebody bought it and then let it expire or something on, probably not on purpose because it's still more valuable. It's worth renewing. But yeah, it's a city or a town and obviously made famous by the legend of Sleepy Hollow.
And it's got 90,000 exact searches.
There's also a movie that starred Johnny Depp.
So is it a geo name now?
That's it. Essentially, you know, one thing I was thinking too, you know, you all mentioned eye for an eye. That'd be a cool one to have for your email address when you're like emailing to complain or something, you know, like for a service, right? You're like, this didn't work for me and I demand a refund. Amar at eye for an eye.
You know, it is, it is worth the investment to get out of jury duty just so you can respond with that.
That's what I mean. You send a complaint to somebody like a whatever, like, you know, hey, this service didn't work as expected. I expect that you will refund me my money.
Yeah.
No, Shane.
They're like, Mr. Culture, can you be impartial on this murder case? Yeah. Just email me at shane@eyeforaneye.com. We'll be fine.
Never get jury duty ever.
Ever get jury duty with that email address. But no, pretty decent list across the board there. And the other one is like mobile payment. That's such a generic. I never do well. I never see those do well. I never do well. I don't know who's going to buy that.
And we say it on the show all the time. And, you know, that you make money on the buy. So a lot of this is based on how much can you actually win these names for. Sure. You know, I do think that, you know, kind of what we spoke about earlier, which is, you know, we see sort of this shift away from generics to more brandables. But I do agree about the seedlings. You know, we would normally say, look, a singular is the brandable, the plural is the e-commerce product. Site. Yeah. Seedlings, and, you know, you mentioned the point about it could be learning site, platform, you know, something AI related, you know, like whatever. You could really turn that into something pretty neat.
You have grow, when it exudes growing, it can be anything.
Yeah, well, and I think the positive connotation on some of these names is good. Like, obviously, not for food poisoning, but compliant.net. The thing I like about that one, you made reference to it. You know, compliant means being successfully in compliance, right? So it's like there's a positive sort of, you know, relation there, which I think is helpful.
Everybody's fear when you're working against the fear of not being compliant, right? Like, that's how they sell you posters to put them in the break room for all, you know?
Exactly.
You're not buying that shit otherwise, but you're like, do you have your OSHA posters? And I'm like, I don't think that I can just go and print them out for, you know, 18 cents and put it here. No, they got to sell me the $62 laminated OSHA poster where I pencil in the local hospital.
You'd see that you have that up against a tree right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it's compliance is everybody's biggest fear when you're in business is like, what? Who didn't tell me I'm not in compliance? Like, that's the first thing you do. You find someone to yell at. So compliance.
Yeah, it's not even going to be a penalty. It's going to be some dude that's a troll that sues you or threatens to sue you because you're not in compliance.
Sure, when you're ADA compliance on websites and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
It's frustrating for sure. So, all right, well, cool. Well, that's the list. And to close it out, Amar, you mentioned the other four character, AUPA.com. Not sure why, other than it just being a somewhat pronounceable four character, but.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I mean, I can tell you that a pronounceable four letter, and it doesn't matter if it means anything, that's 5,000 wholesale now. Just pronounceable. Right. The fact that you can make it a brandable, they've really done well in the last 18 months. They've skyrocketed. Good letter, fourletter.coms have gone up quite a bit lately too. They haven't skyrocketed, but you're just seeing four letter, five letters, and even some six letters, which make really good brands that people can understand and not misspell, have really gone up in value. People are searching for that because we can't all buy compete, right? We have to buy, you know, Compa or something.
Yeah, like you all can't compete.com.
You can compete. Yeah. You're just not competitive.
I love that name. I really do love compete.com. I mean, it can be used for anything.
Oh yeah.
It's a good one.
I love it.
It's good stuff. All right. Well, that is the list for Namejack and a Jet. Shout out to them. Thanks. All that good stuff. Real quick, let's do a quick around the horn. We've got about 5-8 minutes before we call this one. And let's see what else. All right, Braden, I'm gonna go to you and then we're gonna go around the horn. We'll close out with Amar. But all right, what else is good with you? So buying, selling, chilling, living?
I've been buying like crazy. I don't know. People think I'm sitting on all this money because of all my sales, but it's not true. I've already spent it all. I'm like,
hear that, ladies? Hear that? He's not as flush with cash as you might think. Don't let the house fool you.
I am not. I mean, I just.
You bought the house 20 years ago.
I've got so many names the buys that are in the pipeline that I need to pull the trigger on. And so when money comes in, it goes right back out. And you know, when I buy names now, they're so expensive. You know, it's like $200,000, $250,000, $300,000, $400,000 each. And so the money just goes fast.
Yeah.
Plus I pick up these portfolios of nets and orgs. And so, you know, just, I'm just spending like crazy. So I want to give a shout out to Daniel K, who's just been crushing it over at, Hilco. Everybody knows that he's my foster son. And so I'm just really, really proud of him. Andrew Almonds, interviewed him for DNW. So that's cool.
Oh, is that out yet or no?
No, it hasn't dropped yet. I'm not sure if it's a week or so out, but that's coming out. I just, you know, just proud of him. He brought the sword buyer back to the table. And he's just, you know, quietly just grinded. Guy works all the time. And, you know, he loves this industry. And you know, everybody's kind of accepted him with open arms. And so he just loves the camaraderie and, you know, just proud of him. That's all.
That's awesome, I told him, man. I said, yeah, are you working 60-hour weeks? He goes, I'm supposed to at this age. And I was like, yeah, you get it. Right. You are supposed 100%. To at that age.
No, hey, look, he's always been on his hustle and he's a good kid and he's good peoples. And I was actually looking for my AKAs for him from when, because I did a few when we had him on one of the panels at NamesCon. I don't have it on the sheet. But big shout out to Daniel, man. He's going to be on
at least one or two panels again this year. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, and I just love seeing him, you know,
doing. He has a future in moderation like Braden. He'll be moderating AI servers soon. And
no, but hey, I think that, you know, Braden, you really kind of nail it. You know, the thing about him, it's his passion for the space as well, you know, like where, you know, it doesn't feel like it's just a job for him. You know, he's really, really in, and, you know, he loves talking the talk about domains and, you know, he loves people and like just being in the mix, and he's got that like energy and stuff, which I think is really, really cool.
For sure.
He's good people.
Sure. Maybe we'll have him on Sherpa one of these days.
Dude, let's do it. Let's, if you want, let's bring him on the next time you're on in, 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. When the new swag's available.
The new swag, yeah, fine. Well, then it'll be even later than that. But he's absolutely welcome on the show. Like, again, he's my guy, man. I got nothing but love for Daniel. And again, I do love the passion that he brings. I mean, when you look at like sort of the, you know, we have these waves of people that have come into the space is not a big one. Being successful here is not easy. You know, just because we make it look easy doesn't mean that it is. And you know, but the people who really come in and kind of embrace, you know, the domains and the whole vibe and the whole thing, and you know, he obviously got introduced through you. You know, that's, you know,
but he so. Still had to work his way up, right? Like any industry, this is still a business, and you have, he said, I'm willing to start at the bottom and work my way up. A lot of people don't like that thought. I mean, it there's still a lot out there. I think people think the hustle mentality is dead. It's not dead at all, but he really was willing to work for free, essentially, if he had to. If that's what it took, he would have done that too. So and he did. Yeah, essentially. So he, it's been great to watch him mature. There's not a lot of young people in this industry that we get to kind of follow their journey like we have Daniel. So it's been great to watch.
He's a lifer, you know, he's not just in it for a short time.
Like, no, this is what he's going to do for a living.
Where is he going to be in 10 years?
Yeah.
Right. He's just crushing it.
Yeah. And he's with Adam, who's crushing it. So a crusher on a crushing team leads to great things, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I was looking for his AKAs, man. I got them in here somewhere, but, you know, I'll put them in the show notes. But, but yes, I think that's the thing. Again, it's the passion for the space, being a lifer, like being committed to it. Like, he's a dude you're going to see here for a long time. And, you know, and he's willing to put in the work, man. Again, it looks easy from the outside, but even when you look at Braden, your success, right? I mean, names, investing $350,000 into a domain like sword.com, you know, even if it's sub 4 year hold time, sure, that's great. It's only 4 years, but it's also fucking 4 years of setting aside almost $500,000. So, you know, it's not for the faint of heart, and it's not easy, but well, once you're in the mix, then this goes back to the stuff that Shane says on the show all the time, which is then you can, you know, And Amar lives the lifestyle that everybody wants.
Yeah, and
you know what I'm
when
saying?
I say like, this, don't misinterpret do it from anywhere, meaning you don't have to work as hard, right? That's not what that means. It just means you can do it from anywhere. You can put in the hours. I mean, last night at 9:30, I'm still texting you files, right? Like, we're still working. We're still trying to get things done. The difference is I can do it at 9:30. I could do it at 5 a.m. I could do it at noon. I can do it whenever I want, but I still got to do it. That's the key. That's what needs to not be misinterpreted. You still have to put the work. You still have to do it. The difference is we can do it from wherever the hell we want to.
Anywhere we want.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's the thing. I think kids these days, you know, this is me. I'm about to put my old man kind of hat on and, you know, talk about like, you know. But, you know, it is a question of like everybody wants everything instantly, right? Instant gratification. Like they just, you know, they just want it right there without putting in the work, showing up, getting your hands dirty. And, you know, there's very little in life that it is like winning the lottery, you know? So, you know, so that's the other thing too. It's patience. It's hard work, resiliency, you know, we are at the point where if you could delay gratification as like your motivation, that in today's world is almost a superpower in it to itself. So, you know,
yeah,
all good. So that's that today on, you know, for my rocking chair.
Well, that's where the real money is made. I mean, I was listening to My First Million and, you know, there's people that invested. And he said, if I didn't have money, then I would have sold the 10,000 for 100,000 because that would have been so much money. But I was able to delay the gratification and take 10 million down the road. It really comes to a fact where the longer you can hold out on something that you truly know is going to evolve and appreciate, the longer you can hold out, the better it is. When you're younger, you have to grind more because you got to flip. I wrote today about Andy Booth. He used to find the best names, but he used to have to sell them to everybody because he needed the money to keep buying. So he would flip all these great finds because that was a point in his career where he needed that. As he became more mature and more financially, stable, I shouldn't say unstable, but financially successful, he could hold those names and he could wait a little longer. And that led to even greater gains. That's the goal set, grind and then hold out. So that's how it's done.
Yeah,
I mean, that is well said.
He's been doing that for a long time. James does the same thing, and it's, you know, it's a different strategy, but they're both making money.
Yeah.
And you know, I own a lot of names that I got from James and from Andy. You know, I just sold Fuse.com not long ago, and I bought that from Andy a while back.
I bought Cluck.com, which was my best sale this year. So yeah, those guys, not only do they successfully sell their own name, we've successfully sold names they found for us as well. So they literally are the lifeblood behind a lot of our success. So
you know what? It's the mom.
Yeah, it's
Maggie's the one that
I'm going to Mama Booth's funeral, but I might not make the Booth ones.
she's the secret weapon.
Secret weapon for sure. And I did find the AKAs. My favorite for Daniel was Daniel, what's cooler than cool? Ice cola shuck. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, you searched that hard for that one? Okay, sure.
What do you mean, man? I had a fine period, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, Cola Chuck is not the easiest AKA name. It's not Cultra and Ultra. Like, that's much easier, no doubt.
Your name's the best, Shane.
Easiest.
Like,
the easiest.
So I didn't think Drew was here, you know, and here we are.
Drew told me to give you guys a hard time. He needed to. He's like, could you elbow him a little bit while you're there?
All good. All right, well, good stuff, man. All right, cool. So, Shane, on you then.
No, I'm just been working the auctions, trying to work with some of these auction houses. One of the things I notice is we've got a pretty good auction system. We just need to improve a lot of things. So I've been behind the scenes trying to voice a little bit about what we're trying to see as domain investors. And, you know, the auctions are the lifeblood of what we're doing right now. And Adam's doing a good job of adding more auctions. You know, obviously we know GoDaddy needs to improve the UI and a lot of things too. So I just think I'm participating a lot more in working with people and trying to make things efficient and fast. We're very fortunate to have that. I just think we need to improve it. And everybody said that, but now I'm trying to do what I can behind the scenes to help that move along as far as it goes. Because I think we got a pretty good system of names available now. Like there's a lot of ways to find names. Even though it's very competitive, but we still have some shitty ways of finding them. So as a user.
Well, that's where DNX comes in, you know. So
and DNX is doing a great job. DNX would not exist. We can say this pretty simply. If Afternic did a great job, DNX wouldn't need to exist. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's how DNX it works.
DNX is going after more than just Afternic. But
Well, yeah, true.
But yeah, but your comment is if it was easier to source names, or if the companies that had the inventory were better at surfacing names.
Yeah, discoverability, if they improve the UI interface and discoverability. Right. But that's all of business, right? Most of the most successful businesses exist because somebody else wasn't doing a good job on their own platform. Sure.
Or they so just fill a need in the middle that's necessary. Look at Zapier, yeah. You know what I mean?
Josh is doing a great job and he understands it. That's what you build, what you know, and he's building exactly what you know. He said, what do we have or what don't we have? And he's gone out and built it. So yeah, no, DNX is doing a great job too. Again, we've got a lot of opportunity in this space. We just keep improving. Just keep improving.
Okay. Yeah, man. Good stuff. All right, Amar, we're going to close out with you, bruh. What you got?
I got, I'm working on
this house.
Pretty big deal right now, which hopefully I'll be able to talk about soon. But it's kind of a hybrid. It would be where I would get some equity in there. So okay. I'm pretty excited about that. And
does it start with B and end in ear?
No. I just don't understand that. I gotta give Andrew Miller a little bit of shit. Tell him and Daniel, let him grind on some of my names for not your shit.
Oh, boom.
But no, it's another name, but I'm pretty excited about it. And that's it. Playing pickleball, living the life. It was my birthday last week, had a good time. So everything's good.
Yeah, so your birthday month ended, and now it's time to get maybe a little bit of work done. I like it, no, all good. Hoping to hear about the deal soon. And you definitely lived the life, man. Well, all you guys, it's the models to follow by the young in the space and otherwise, setting the kind of example of what it takes to be successful long term in this business and elsewhere. So,
Tomorrow, you can tell me about it tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.
Bring it up tomorrow.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, cool. So, well, look, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for taking the time as always to the audience. Thank you guys as well. As we say in every show, without you, there is no us. We'll hopefully see everybody, in November at NamesCon. Again, that's November 5th and 6th in Miami, or we'll see everybody at the ICA meeting, January 15th to the 17th in Las Vegas. Some opportunities for us to all get together, hang out, some social, do some business, and otherwise just keep it moving. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I think that's it. We'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We'll see y'all soon.
Yeah.